I just love it when that music plays, don't you? Sounds epic. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. I'm going to be sitting in the rest of the week. My little website is loosechange911.com. Producer of Loose Change, encouraging you, the listeners, to go to Google Video, get a link, and spread it across this country and the world. Right now, I'm pleased to announce that we have Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, and she's here to talk about weather modification and what's going on in the skies. Rosalind, I thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
So why don't you tell us how you got involved in all this and why you started California SkyWatch?
Well, starting in 2002, it came to my attention that our skies were no longer deep blue. They were filled with persistent jet contrails and jets flying in every direction, leaving these great huge plumes. And so in 2002, I knew from just looking at these planes and photographing them and filming them that this was not correct. This was not how our skies should look. And so when I saw the cross hatches, the loops, the X's, when they looped the loop, it just brought me to the conclusion that this was not right. We had to find out what was going on. And so then I have dedicated my time since then to putting up California SkyWatch and also to talking to people across the country and discussing what I have found out from diligent research from myself and from others.
Well, you know, I'm not that, you know, in the light about what chemtrails or contrails, you know, you're calling them contrails. Contrails seem to dissipate. Chemtrails, you know, everybody talks, well, is it weather modification? I've heard people think it's mind control. But all I do know is in the past few years, I've seen plenty of them. And especially where I live in New York, they're up spraying every day. I've seen a couple out in Austin, Texas. But I've literally driven across the country a couple times now. And they're there. And there is no official reason why they're there. And California is one of the few places where there was like a mainline report about chemtrails. I think it was on not sure if it was out of Los Angeles, but it was a local NBC station. If you type that in, you can watch the YouTube clip. Otherwise, there's been almost a media blackout on the subject.
Yes, and that's correct. There has been a media blackout because when I first started my research, I checked the United States Air Force website almost immediately to find out what was going on. And a lot of people had talked about chemtrails. It was kind of on the web, and I decided that I'd go see what they had to say. And right away I realized that their website carried a notation that the word chemtrail was a hoax and that there was nothing going on. Everything was normal. And then when I wrote my Senator Dianne Feinstein with regard to these persistent jet contrails and to find out more about what was going on, the response came back from the United States Air Force stating that the word chemtrail was a hoax, everything was fine, and I should just go away. And the same with a letter from Senator Feinstein. So at this point, I had talked to the media, and I found that the media would be interested for about 5 minutes, and then they would either call the Air Force or they call NOAA or NASA, and that these gentlemen would say, well, there's nothing going on, it's all normal. And so therefore they would say, well, the word chemtrail is a hoax, and then that was the end of the discussion. So I have found that by not using the word chemtrail, by talking about the documents, by talking about the research and the studies and different things that I can document, that the credibility goes up when you start talking about what's going on with these persistent jet contrails.
Well, we're going to come back after this, and we're going to find out what you found out. Her site has things on HARF, air pollution, climate change. It's all there. It's CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
J. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am not Alex Jones. I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be filling in for the remainder of the week. You can get at me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. We're talking to Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com, and she was telling us how she was stonewalled almost at every turn when she tried to find out what was going on in the skies. And I'm guessing this is when you started to collect your own data.
This is when I started to go and really do some heavy-duty research and try and find out what was going on, and then take pictures, videotapes of what was going on in the skies with a group of other people who were also interested, and also trying to figure out why everyone was stonewalled on this subject and just told that it was normal. I can tell you from long history here in Mendocino County that very few commercial airlines fly over Mendocino County. And according to FAA records of the flights, they fly straight lines, and they only go across really one segment of the county. And there's very few flights that go into San Francisco Airport or San Jose or Oakland airports that fly over this area. But the jets that leave the persistent contrails fly in every direction, stop-and-go plumes, circling. Sometimes they look like two or three at a time doing a racetrack around our county. You can watch them with binoculars, and sometimes they don't even fly out of sight. They just play tag with on and off, turning the contrails on and off over our skies. Other times we're just hazed over in about 3 hours, or they produce different types of man-made clouds, or we get black contrails, combinations of weird weather patterns that change after they start to hit our skies hard.
So after all this research, you know, everybody always asks me, what are they? What are they? What are they? What do you think the purpose of this campaign is?
I can't answer that question for you because I can only speculate on that answer. However, what I can tell you from my research is that jets are used in a number of different programs. NOAA lists over 50 experimental weather modification programs that are ongoing, which use both air-based and ground-based chemicals. In other words, the U.S. Air Force flies over and drops aluminum-coated fiberglass, which is chaff, over us, which falls to the ground as particulate matter and can have health effects. It's been noted, although the Air Force doesn't like to give out their reports, but it has been noted that there's health effects from the particulates. And we're not sure because we can't find the studies for what is happening when the aluminum in this fiberglass particulates comes down to the ground. So we do know that the jets are used in different programs. I cannot tell you from all of my research exactly what the jets are releasing to leave these persistent contrails, but Patrick Minnis of NASA has now admitted that many of these contrails, one contrail, can expand over 4,000 square kilometers and last for more than 20 hours. This was unheard of before about 1988, thereabouts, when people first started noticing them, especially here in Northern California. So Professor Gregory Benford on the program with Paul Moyer in Burbank, California, KNBC News program, which anyone can watch on YouTube, had stated that it was kind of interesting that when Benford was asked about this issue, he said, well, a little bit of barium, a little bit of aluminum, and we can make fluffy white clouds. And we can put them where we want to do what we want, essentially was the context of that. So unless they've experimented, we do know that that's the case at this time, is that something is going on, and it's probably called geoengineering.
Yeah, and let's make it clear, aluminum oxide and barium are not healthy for human consumption.
That is correct.
I mean, these are heavy metals that we're more than likely breathing in as this dissipates and falls to the ground. And it doesn't shock me that they cover such a wide area. I'll literally be outside at around 10 or 11 in the morning out in New York, and you'll see them start their campaign. And then by sundown, you know, around 5:30, the entire, you know, sky is in a haze. And we had blue skies in the morning. I've got to wonder why they're doing this and why they've seemed to up the program. I mean, you used to see it now and then, and people would say, oh, you're kooky, nothing's going on, that's just, you know, fuel from a commercial airliner, or that's just the gas coming out of it, it's nothing, Jason. But now, I literally have people calling it plane foam. You know, they don't know what it is, they don't know what's bad for them, you know, they think everything's all right, but they've given it their own name for it. And the fact of the matter is, this is toxic, this is poisonous, and we don't know what the agenda is. And you've done some of the most extensive work out there, and you don't know, you know, what exactly the agenda is on this. Is there any, is there anybody out there in politics that's interested in this subject that's going to try to tackle it? Anyone in Congress? Anyone in the House? Anything?
No, because they refer to it as a chemtrail hoax, and as long as the word chemtrail is attached, they don't want to touch the issue. And that's why I've stopped using the word, because they politically don't want to touch something that the Air Force calls a hoax, that NASA and NOAA call a hoax and a part of a conspiracy theory, so thus they don't want to touch it. But we're making inroads because we're beginning to show them the state of California water test results from all 58 counties, a CD held by the California State Department of Health, which shows spiking in all over the state of California, sometimes way above state and federal standards, all in the same time, of aluminum, barium, manganese, some of these heavy metals. And we're finding that this exposure is quite broad all over California. And a friend of mine has done extensive research from 1998 in Arizona. Bridget Conroy has also been finding huge spikes in Arizona as well. So we're looking at these water test data and samples from, in other words, not even our own particular data where we went out and took the tests ourselves, but from the state of California and the Arizona. And we find that they're confirming what we've been knowing for a long time, is that there's something going on and we're being exposed to it. But you see, it's not only the exposure in our drinking water systems, it's the exposure to the animals, to the trees, to crops, to all kinds of, it's incredible. The pH in rainwater is beginning to get more acidic, so we're seeing a wide range of things that are happening to the environment. And my concern about persistent jet contrails specifically is that when they cover us over in white haze or man-made clouds, according to NASA, persistent jet contrails make man-made clouds that exacerbate global warming, that these clouds change our climate and can impact negatively natural resources. And when you start to take away direct sunlight, you start to reduce photosynthesis, which is required for all living things to grow. And since my background is agriculture, I've been taking a look at trees and crops. And without direct sunlight, crop production is going to drop severely.
So you think this is maybe even kind of a terraforming program for the Earth, basically stopping our crops, stopping our healthy growth, stopping plants from growing in a certain manner, really just changing the way that everything's produced in this country.
It's going to do that. And when you talk about the jet contrails putting this man-made cloud cover over us, stopping direct sunlight from reaching the Earth, you not only that, you have a impact from increased molds, mildew, health effects like rickets, are increasing across the United States in the last few years, and that's lack of vitamin D. And these children are getting brittle bones, not seen since children were forced to work in the coal mines in the early part of our history. So it's beginning to be of great concern, but that means that if children are seeing rickets, that means other animals and plant life are going to be affected as well. So the implication of keeping us in this man-made cloud cover is tremendous.
And I see them pushing this as saving us from global warming. You know, I think they're going to have to say something about this program, and they're going to say, well, you know, we had to put this program out there. It'd be just so hot, and global warming would have done this to us. So we're actually trying to save you. You know, it is very much like 1984, where, you know, truth is lies, and black is white and white is black, because first they deny it. You know, nothing's going on. Chemtrails are a hoax. Now we know that, you know, this is going on. There is some sort of program. Now they're going to act like our saviors. I think that's what's next on the agenda.
Well, of course, that's why the global warming drumbeat gets people into hysteria, so they'll do anything to allow our geoengineers, these are people that want to change our atmospheric conditions, to reduce global warming. And so that drumbeat is here, all right. But what happens is that doesn't explain, because when you take away direct sunlight by putting up chemicals and you reduce the amount of direct sunlight hitting the Earth, you see NASA goes right back and says, well, according to their studies, they're trapping warmth in the atmosphere and exacerbating global warming. So if they're doing this for us, what does this mean? I don't think anybody's doing anything for us, because I think that they're experimenting at our expense, is what I think.
I'm with you there. On the other side, we're going to play this NBC News clip, Chemtrails Over California. It's the Alex Jones Show. We have Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com. We'll be right back.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Ira Haynes, Ira Haynes, call him drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls see what you have to ask Rosalind Peterson of California Skywatch. But before that, I want to play this NBC news clip, one of the few mainstream news clips to actually report on the subject. So let's bring it up.
Mountains has a real mystery on its hands. The official explanation here is that jet contrails are causing strange lines in the sky and that it's pollen making people sick on the ground. But others are convinced it is something else. And they ask, is the government experimenting with our weather?
There was a huge dust cloud.
Longtime Cedar Glen resident Gretchen Sherman says she has never seen anything like it.
How thick was it?
Oh, it covered the entire Cedar Glen area.
A cloud of dust, leaving a sticky yellow slime all over her car. It happened again last February, and calls began pouring into the local Alpenhorn newspaper.
And they had a tremendous upsurge of children that were not going to school at that time.
Pharmacist Ed Burrows says it is the most mysterious illness he's seen in 22 years on the mountain.
A lot of eye infection problems, upper respiratory problems, nosebleeds.
The nearby March Air Force Base say it didn't come from them. Others said it was a pollen cloud. The Department of Health found a yellowish tint on a tissue submitted for testing. But, quote, there was no sign of any biological form, such as cedar pollen, and the test was ruled inconclusive. And it wasn't long before things ballooned into a sky-high mystery.
The story is not just here in Crestline in the alleged yellow cloud. People say the government is up there in airplanes spraying all kinds of chemicals to change or manipulate the weather, leaving what you see there, and they call that a chemtrail.
So what I look up there and I think are contrails, you're telling me are chemtrails.
Yes, that a contrail would be dissipated by now.
It would.
Yes, it would.
Chemtrails. On the Internet, they are cited as proof of the government creating clouds to combat global warming. In response, the Air Force says that, quote, there is no such thing as a chemtrail. The actual contrails are a safe and natural phenomenon. And that people are seeing more contrails simply because there are more jets forming large clouds, depending on weather conditions. As in this video of alleged chemtrails shot near San Francisco.
I think these are contrails.
Professor Gregory Benford of UC Irvine works with the Department of Energy on weather research.
That's very odd. They could be very large contrails.
He says the DOE doesn't know of any jets spraying chemicals to affect the weather. However, he says, we will probably see it in the near future.
You've got to, in a sense, engineer all these so you get the right kind of clouds for the effects we want.
It is called geoengineering, fighting global warming by putting a chemical dust in the atmosphere and reflecting harmful radiation back into space.
You could use barium oxide, for example, which makes big fluffy clouds. You could use tiny little bits of aluminum, which is benign in the environment, and essentially manage the climate.
And what I found was unusual spiking since the early 1990s in barium, aluminum.
But Rosalind Peterson of California Skywatch says health department records show a sharp increase in both chemicals in the water supply of Northern California, dating from the time the huge contrails first appeared over her home in Mendocino County.
What's the significance of the barium and the aluminum?
I went and got all the tests, and all these things in the same test would be up way over state and federal standards. It had to be airborne, because how could it get to such diverse regions of our county? We have jets going in every direction. X's, east, west, north, south, circles. There is something going on in the air. I don't know exactly what, but I think there's some experimentation.
Is it legal?
I don't know, because we haven't had a public discussion.
But what is unknown today may be actual fact tomorrow, thanks to a bill soon to be voted on in the U.S. Senate, a Weather Modification Act, calling for research in, quote, attempting to change or control by artificial methods the natural development of atmospheric cloud forms.
Doesn't it seem to you that they're going to be doing it in the future for sure?
Yes. And if they are, I want to know about it.
In the meantime, a lot of people are wondering if they'll ever get clear skies and a clear answer.
The legislation is there. Therefore, somebody's thinking about this. How does this make sense?
I don't know, maybe they're practicing.
Over Cedar Glen. over Arrowhead.
Okay. I guess you have to try it out before you use it. I'm not sure.
Well, you...
All right, we're going to be back with Rosalind Peterson that was in this news clip. Again, they just do it, and then they announce they're going to do it later, but it's already in place. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you ever suffer from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Verma sitting in. We're with Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com. And I've seen just such a promotion of these chemtrails, contrails, whatever you want to talk, even in little kids programming. There was a film that came out, an animated film that came out a couple of years ago called Over the Hedge. And these things are all over the place. I mean, they're literally being put up in the background. There's one scene where the animals are shot all the way up in the air, and you can see the chemtrails behind them. It really feels like we're being prepped for something bigger. I'm just wondering, what can the average person do, Rosalind, to get this information out, to try to get the truth about what these things are?
Well, first of all, it comes down to a bit of education and looking at some of the documents that are online, and there are a lot of them, and beginning to bring these issues about their concerns to their elected officials. And I think that the more pressure we put on our elected officials, the more we go to meetings, the more we look at our water test results in different states and begin to complain about them being way over state and federal standards. I think that the more we take the tests, and I think that local action is absolutely necessary at the ground level to get the attention. And we have to get the media to take a look and not just be bulldozed over by the Air Force, who says it's a hoax, but to really get them to do some independent research and really look up. And I think that they don't look up. I think that they want to take someone's word for it sometimes.
I think they want to put their heads in the sand. But we have some callers that are on topic on the chemtrail issue. Let's go to Ron in Texas. Ron, are you with us?
Hey, Jason, appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to bring up one real obvious point, being a professional pilot.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some government skew out about the fact that they even added something to the fuel that would cause it to burn more efficiently, et cetera, and it was part of the cause of leaving these trails. Well, there's a very obvious thing in aviation that everybody seems to miss on this point, and that's that aviation does not want clouded skies. The clearer the skies are, the better it is for aviation. When they put this stuff up there, it's actually endangering the safety of aviation. And I'll let it go from there and talk at you later.
All right. Thanks for the call. What do you think, Rosalind? Do you think this does hurt, you know, people who are trying to fly planes?
Yes, I do. And I also think that not only does it cut down on visibility, but when I flew back last year to the United Nations to speak there on this subject as an invited guest for the climate change conference, what I found was going over that we couldn't see the ground. It was always covered with white haze, jet contrails. It was just fascinating to look out the window and realize that we couldn't see the ground except in a haze. It wasn't clear anywhere. And this was all the way across the United States from San Francisco, clear to New York City. And what we were seeing was something that I never saw when I was flying in the 1970s back east from California. It used to be beautiful, sparkling. You could look down, you could see the ground, and it was just clear. And now that's not the case. Plus the fact that we're getting all these particulates and different things going on. I also wish to state that there has been some question about something being put into the jet fuel itself, but aluminum could wreck, in the fuel could wreck a jet engine. So I don't believe that they're actually putting it in the jet fuel itself, and I've never thought that. I think that they could have additives afterwards, or there is what they call one of these MASS, M-A-S-S, and the U.S. Air Force C-130 Modular Aerial Spray System. And this spray system is designed to perform aerial applications for chemicals. And it's the module loads and mixes, and it has attachments that can be attached to these C-130s so that they can do spraying operations. And this was on a U.S. Air Force website. And they have ultra-low volume wing booms for applications. They have low volume, and then they have high volume, where they can really put out a lot of chemical. And so they talk about this MASS system, and it's, if anyone wants to do a little research, they can go to the Lockheed Conair. This is who built the system. And what it does is it allows for chemicals to be sprayed by these huge Air Force jets.
Well, Lockheed Martin could only have our best interests at heart. I mean, Lockheed Martin's such a good, you know, corporation. I mean, I'm sure that they're doing it for our own good.
Well, I think that Lockheed Martin got paid to do it. In other words, they were contracted by the U.S. government, and that's how all of these things get built.
Sure. I mean, it's plausible deniability on one end, and they just use one of their military industrial complex companies to actually do the dirty work. So if anything ever comes out, they can say, oh, well, we didn't really know it was going to be poison. We thought it was all going to be positive, and they'll shift the blame to them. Let's take another caller on topic. Let's go to Kathy in Canada. Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Rosalind, you're doing a great job here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's hard to pick a topic, but I guess I have to. I've spent the last 4 years researching the effects of heavy metals when we get them into our bodies, and especially
yes.
into, like, our animals. And I met a gentleman a few years back. His name was Mark Purdy from England. And he's passed away now from a brain tumor. But what he discovered was that with the BSE, mad cow disease, and chronic wasting diseases, these animals have been exposed to these metals. And it's very similar. He's got 14 peer-reviewed studies, and he discusses how they've been exposed to barium, strontium, cesium, manganese, and all these various things, and their diet was deficient in the necessary trace minerals like copper and zinc and selenium. And what I'm very concerned about is I think his work is magnificent, and he has a website, www.markpurdy.com. And he also has a book that was published last year called Animal Farm. And farm is spelled P-H-A-R-M. And I encourage people to read it. The science that he was projecting out there is very much involved with things like viruses as well, because viruses are not living. Viruses are DNA and RNA, which is nucleated on a metal particle. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, and like the more I look into viruses, I realize that the effect of proteins by metals is what's causing them to misfold. And when certain metals attach to these proteins, it's a reversible folding. But when these metals like barium and lead and uranium, like depleted uranium, something I'm heavily into, are involved, they're causing proteins that attach to them to become unable to reverse and fall off of them. And so I do wonder if this spraying of these chemicals, I mean, I know it's probably involved with HARP. It's probably involved with many forms of radar systems to try and allow them to work more efficiently, weather control. But I see them, I see these same metal particles being used by the vaccine companies. Gardasil, for example, has huge amounts of aluminum in it. The hepatitis B has mercury, I'm told, in it.
Thimerosal, yep.
Yeah, and we're seeing how in Alberta, here where I'm from, our government just announced that they're going to pay for the Gardasil vaccine. They're injecting this aluminum into your body, and they say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to give it at the same time as the hepatitis shot, which is a mercury shot.
Well, they always say that these are negligible amounts, but obviously it's poison. I thank you for the call. They always say, you know, it's for your own good, it's negligible, it's not going to have an effect, but we all know that heavy metals aren't good for the body. And you do have a section on your website about HARP. For those who don't know what HARP is, why don't you give a little overview, Rosalyn?
HARP is located in Alaska, and it's an Air Force Navy project originally. The Navy is heavily involved in this program, and what it does is it's involved with a group of these what they call super heaters. And they can heat the atmosphere above us to extremely high temperatures. And they use it as an experimental project, but there is some evidence that they can use it for weather modification as well. My concern is that they're using it to do atmospheric experiments, and some of them NASA is doing at this time. And what they do is they send these canisters loaded with aluminum and barium, strontium, lithium, SF6, sulfur, sulfur fluoride. There's a whole group of chemicals that are highly toxic, and what they do is they send them up in these canisters either on the space shuttle or they send them up on rockets. And when they get these canisters up at certain locations in the ionosphere or at different levels in the atmosphere, they superheat them. And sometimes they're using the HARP methodology to actually heat these containers. The U.S. Air Force is quite specific, and NASA is quite specific in some of their descriptions. But also, these chemical reactions can have harmful effects on our ionosphere above us and on the cocoon that protects us from UV radiation and other things. And I believe from the testing results I've seen in California and water test results that some of these chemicals are coming down and landing in our drinking water supplies. So if they're finding them in California drinking water supply tests, that means that they're getting into lakes, rivers, streams, wells, everywhere. And when you see these huge spikes all across California and in other states, you begin to understand the implication that the chemicals that are going up are coming down, and they're having human health effects. And see, one issue that was just brought up was that if you filter your drinking water so heavily, you can take out beneficial nutrients. And this is another cause for concern, is if you purify the water too much. However, on the other hand, I don't think that some
water treatment systems will take out these harmful chemicals. And in addition, many water sources that where the water goes to agriculture are not treated at all. They go in as raw water from lakes, rivers, streams, and they go onto agricultural land. So what you're seeing is that plants, trees, animals, birds, your produce are all going to pick these up because there's no way to protect yourself from these air-based chemicals.
Very interesting stuff. Let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Rob in Toronto. Rob, are you with us?
I am. Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
I just noticed this article on the Prison Planet Forum actually yesterday, and it's basically an admission by the Russian Air Force that they're seeding clouds here.
Let me go over that article because someone sent me that. Basically, what happened is a bag of cement got loose in the bag while they were seeding the clouds, and it crushed the roof of some guy's home. So they had to admit that they were actually seeding clouds out in Russia, correct?
Right, right. It says, you know, seeding clouds to prevent rain from spoiling a holiday, Russian media said on Tuesday. So, like, if they can prevent rain from spoiling a holiday, can they not prevent rain from beating the crops? And this is major implications.
Sure, but Alex has had Dennis Cuddy on the program a couple of years ago, and he was one of the fathers of weather warfare, and he was talking about this type of thing that they were using in Vietnam to create, you know, rain in dense areas where the Vietnamese were, you know, using it as a warfare tool. So, yeah, I mean, I think that there is absolutely no doubt that there is documented cases of weather modification. What do you think, Rosalind?
Oh, U.S. history is loaded with weather modification programs and experiments going back to the 1940s. And I think by the time of the Vietnam War, they had perfected weather modification and used it over the Ho Chi Minh Trail for many years successfully in Vietnam. And then since that time, there is no doubt that they've had hurricane control programs. There's, if you type in history of weather modification, you will just come up with an enormous amount of programs, some successful, some highly unsuccessful. And even NASA admits today, and NOAA admits, that there's over 50 to 100 weather modification programs ongoing around the world with other countries like China experimenting. So we know that weather modification is working, even though there's claims that it doesn't. Because in 2005, Wyoming put more snow in the Wyoming mountains than ever before in recorded history from their weather modification program. And they did that in order to give Southern California more water. But it backfired and the snow melted too fast and they got some flooding. But that program subsequently, since that time, every year has put surrounding counties in Wyoming in drought conditions and has put Colorado, I believe, due to the size of the number of square miles involved in the program, into drought conditions. So what happens is that, for example, this year, according to NOAA's programs, I think I sent you a list of those, but there was one that was modifying 184,000 square miles. Well, if you put water or snow in one location, you're going to subtract it from where it would go normally, disrupting agriculture microclimates, putting some parts of the country like Oklahoma in drought, and then you could flood out other areas that weren't supposed to get so much rain. No one, with all these weather problems ongoing across the United States, is taking a look at if they're still conducting their weather modification programs while people are engaged in fighting off too much rain. So modifying the weather can have very adverse effects, and no one is looking. See, right now, I can pay someone, a weather modification company, to go and say, I want to modify the weather over New York City, for example. And I can hire a company, and they'll go in, and they'll do what I want. They can dissipate fog. They can make it rain. They could make it snow, anything I want, as long as I have the money to pay them. And here's the clinker. Not one government agency has oversight over what I'm doing. I don't have to notify the public, and I don't, there's nothing I have to do. I can just go and pay to have it done. So universities can do studies and experiments, private companies, the Dynamat Corporation right now is Cordani is the owner, and he's outfitted a plane, and he's out pouring one of the chemicals that he, that's toxic, by the way, that he, that is used by his company to mop up spills. If a chemical liquid spills on the ground, you put this chemical powder on it, and it absorbs it. He's modifying our weather.
Yeah, it's amazing that this is in private hands, and they can do anything they'd like with it. We have Rosalind Peterson of California Skywatch on the program. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this with your calls.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes stepping in for the week. And I just want to remind everybody to support our sponsors. Without them, this program is not possible. New Vitality Aloes. With all the junk we eat, it's important that we do our very best to take care of our digestive systems. New Vitality, one of our great sponsors, has a product called Aloes. Aloes is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy digestive function and even helps maintain weight loss. Aloes' all-natural ingredients nutritionally support regularity and assist your body in removing accumulated waste. It contains 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes that work together to improve overall health. Do yourself a favor and click on the big banner over at InfoWars.com, or you can call them at 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. And we have Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com on with us, really schooling us in weather modification all throughout the board. I've got a ton of phone calls for her, so we're going to try to shoot with them. Please, you know, have a question or a comment for her. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, are you there?
Can you give me a list of just the names of the best experts on it, and also go through the compounds that are being sprayed? And I just want to also say that when you contacted your senator and you put that request for information, that is essentially the problem, is that we're allowing ourselves to be lied to. For them to treat you like a child in those letters is just atrocious. So can you give me who are the best authors? Cliff Carnicon, some of the other people that have been on this show.
All right, let's ask her. Rosalind, who do you think the best authors are on this subject?
Well, there's a number of them, that have written books on the subject. And if you just Google a link for books on the subject, they will come right up for you. What I would say is some good websites to go look at are ArizonaSkyWatch.com. Bridget Conroy has been researching this since 1999, and she's especially interested in the health effects for families and children and what's going on with our skies, and is a dedicated researcher on this subject, and she would be very helpful. My website contains a lot of information. There's a lot of books on weather warfare that talk about, in other words, different types of programs. But I would say your government documents are a good place to start, because there's so much information online. And I can say that I'm going to put up a new website. It's not up yet, but it's going to be called the Agricultural Defense Coalition. And this is going to contain approximately 8,000 documents. All my database is right now being put on this website, and I'm hoping to have it up before the end of the month for sure. And so it's a monumental project to put everything I have. But there's a lot of documents right now on California Skywatch and on ArizonaSkywatch.com. So I encourage you all to do the research and check in and look at these websites from the government, NOAA, NASA. Lots of programs there that they talk about, and this would be a good research item.
And then,
so
Rosalind,
he
was
there.
Also asking for the compounds that are in this stuff. Can you give a short list of what's in these things?
Okay. I can't guarantee what's in any persistent jet contrail at any time, because I think that they're running various programs. So I know that aluminum-coated fiberglass chaff is used by the Air Force. I know that there's a variety of weather modification chemicals that they're using in atmospheric programs. I can tell you that the canisters that are sent up by NASA contain barium, aluminum, strontium, manganese, magnesium, calcium, lithium.
Oh, we're off the air. Rosalind, can you hang on for one more segment?
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.